what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And welcome back into my house. We've thrown the doors wide open. Come on in and sit down. Take a load off. Let's talk for a little while. It's Rosie on the house. And this hour, we're bringing to the top of the surface a concern I know is on all of your hearts, minds, and wallets. How do I make it through this summer? Here we are staring down the first super blazer days of the summer. They had been projecting maybe as high as 120 for tomorrow. I think they've backed that down a couple degrees. It won't get that hot. But we've already had some record-setting days at over 110 degrees. And you're wanting to know, how do I possibly stay comfortable on a budget in my house when it's that hot and miserable outside? We've brought in a specialist on that particular topic, Mr. David Burns, owner and founder of Green ID, home energy audit expert company. David, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Green ID, where 99% right is 100% wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. A great perspective on trying to find where to start in saving money to cool your house, to improve the indoor air quality, stay comfortable, and 99% right. Sometimes it's that last 1%.
Yeah, that's right. And we came up with that because we build homes to code, and we say that's the worst that you can legally build a house. and there's just all – it's just riddled with defects because – the framer, we have all these trades that'll come in, the framer, the plumber, electrician, HVAC, and they all do their separate work. They never talk to each other, and that's where we get huge air barriers, where we have connections into the attic, missing insulation above some rooms, bad duct design, things like that.
Well, we had a call just last hour from someone in a 1,500-square-foot townhome that was asking my opinion for attic insulation. She had cellulose. It sounded like a little bit of an older home. How would you have answered that? I like cellulose.
Yeah, I do too. It's the greenest insulation, recycled newspaper, cardboard, fire-treated. The only issue we have with it is it settles over time, mm-hmm. and it's a little dusty when we install it, but it's a good product. It's got the highest R-value per inch for the loose fill that's out there.
Would there ever be an argument to mix insulation product in an attic?
Not unless it's already mixed. If some of the house has fiberglass bats and then someone came in to blow loose fill fiberglass over it. But usually we just do like for like.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's talk about what a house energy audit really is. Because we get the phone calls. Stan deals with it all week long at the office. Romy deals with it all week long at the office. People calling and asking our opinion. You know, should I spend $6,000 on radiant barrier and power ventilated fans to evacuate the air out of my attic? And, you know, whatever's being advertised the most is what people are calling us and asking us about the most. Talk about what a real energy audit, what does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it act like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's a whole home approach to solving energy bills, high energy bills, or comfort issues. And we use diagnostic testing, just like a doctor uses x-rays and blood work to see health problems. We use equipment like a blower door to pressurize the house, infrared camera to look at the wall and ceiling insulation, ductulator to make sure the ducts were designed right. And when all that information gets put into an energy model, and we can actually do a heat load calculation of the home and get cost savings. So we give a homeowner a roadmap to make the house more efficient.
And how many energy audits do you guess you've conducted in Arizona?
Personally, I've done about 1,000, and since 2009, maybe 3,000.
And how many of those homes did you find the duct properly designed?
Very little, very little.
Very few.
Like can I say less than 1%?
yeah, that's really safe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it? It's absolutely incredible. So you show up with all this equipment at a house, take a look at the entire thing, because the phone calls we get at the office are it's homeowners that are just determined to beat the man. You know, we took a call from a fella in Carefree that has spent over $40,000 in energy conserving technology, and I asked him why, and you know what hope of a return on investment do you have to get? And he didn't have any concern for return. He just wanted to beat the utility company.
yeah, and it's just throwing money away if you're doing it without a plan, a game plan. Things like radiant barrier or solar powered attic fans. Without tightening the home first, taking a look at the ductwork, it's not going to help. The homeowner won't see any results.
And there's some that mindset of trying to beat the utility company really makes someone prone to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, yes, oh, yeah. It does.
And there are so many gimmicks and fads and that charlatans out
are
there.
Are just waiting for you.
Just waiting for you, you know, to suck up your money for a zero return on your investment. Or the negative, you know, the end result may be it costs you more because of this particular fad, you know, that doesn't work and it just compounds the problem.
Yeah, if they're going after a specific product, that should be a red flag in a homeowner's mind. A true energy audit and home performance evaluation isn't product specific. It's going to involve duct sealing and insulation and air sealing, which there are no real specific products for.
And not all home energy companies are created the same. I had a call from a loyal listener, a widower, a single man, lived in a house, fairly large house, lots of west-facing glass over a lake, ran an energy audit. And the written report came back that he should spend $8,000 on LED light bulbs. Now, they missed the fact that the return air plenum had a hole in it the size of a basketball.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
They missed that completely.
And all of the glass was probably single glazed facing west, right?
Oh, it was a crying shame. It really broke my heart. I was so glad that he called and let us give him a second opinion on what really needed to be done. But lots of times it is whatever's being advertised. And like you say, if anyone's promoting any one particular product, it's probably should set off some alarms in your mind because you've got so many things to consider.
Yeah, and the duct design is just a world of its own. A lot of times new homes have the flex duct. And it's the good thing about it, flex duct, is anyone can install it. The bad thing.
Yeah, they can.
Nobody can install it right.
That's right, yeah. Best practices just go out the window.
Yes.
And every Y splitter that's in the attic adds 15 equivalent feet of ductwork to the house. So if a home, usually we see 4 or 5 Ys before it gets to the room it's supposed to, and that adds another length of the house of ductwork that the AC system now has to overcome.
And what does that do to the static pressure?
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
Yeah, it just sends it through the roof. The AC system works harder. You start shorting out components. So the lifespan just gets, dropped.
Well, and the number one complaint, Stan, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I mean, it's hot and cold spots.
Absolutely.
Right? Isn't it?
Absolutely.
I got one room I can't get cool.
And you know what happens? Invariably, they'll call an AC company and they'll say, oh, you got a 4-ton unit now, you need a 5-ton. It's not the size of the unit. It's the ductwork that's serving the unit. It's the airflow that's the problem. It's not the size of the unit.
Exactly. You know, if you give me a SEER 14 system versus a SEER 18 system with a home that has home performance issues, duct leakage, low insulation, air barriers, I guarantee you that 14 SEER system with home performance upgrades is going to outperform the 18 SEER every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, people ask me all the time, how much money should I spend for SEER rating? I said, well, just spend as much as you want. But just know this, that 18 SEER unit is probably getting bolted to about a 4 SEER duct system.
That's right.
So if you're going to spend the money on the expensive equipment, spend the money to get the ductwork taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And one thing we measure in an audit is static pressure. And we tell homeowners, it's like if you have a high static pressure, it's like the system is breathing through one straw, or you and I were breathing through one straw. It's just starved for air. And we want to open up that pathway, give it 10 straws to breathe through. And that's by making sure the duct design is done right and the size of the ductwork is matched to the unit you have.
And a lot of our just typical Arizona ranch style homes had just an intrinsic bad duct design because we just dropped them in the hall and spit the registers out every room as we went by the room.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it was
right.
Easy to install, David. Mm-hmm. See, you're not old enough to remember when these were built. I was building them.
We could get in and out of there really fast. Got to get on to the next one.
Yeah, but APS was selling power at 3.5 cents a kilowatt in the good old days.
Yeah, so it just burn the engine.
On not necessarily APS, but no matter what power provider you're on, I understand budgets and how nice it is to have your monthly budget put together, but we really encourage people not to go to the average billing. Understand what you peak at in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's an easy way to measure results in that way as well. When you're on a, what do they call, equalizer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's say it saves you $120. Well, divide that over 12 months. You can't even hardly tell what's been accomplished.
Yeah, a lot of customers we talk to, we always ask what the high energy bill is, and a lot of times they don't know because they're on the equalizer.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
they don't feel the pain in the summer, and they're less incentivized to do something about it.
Well, if I could be king for a day, there's a lot of things I'd change. But if I could be king for a day, one thing I'd change is simplify the power bills so that people understood what they've got. I've studied people's power bills for 10 years, and there's still hidden secrets in that energy bill that you really need to dive down to and get.
How many light items are there in your energy bill and your utility bill?
Well, it's close to 20.
I looked at mine the other day,
yeah.
And same results. I thought, why in the world and what in the heck is all of these different rates and fees and charges and taxes and stuff? It's like, just tell me how much I owe you.
The biggest grief is the invoices dated July are really the June bills.
Exactly.
And they ought to coincide those. That would help a lot of people. Because people call me and say, well, my bills never go up until August.
No, that's your July usage.
Your bill went up in July.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
More with David Burns of Green ID when we get back. If you have a question, we've got someone on hold says they're having a new home built as we speak. And he wants to talk to you, David, about insulation and what should he be looking for. All of that and your question as well when we get back at Rosie on the House.